innocent, untouchable. We watched a Marilyn Monroe movie last night, and something like it hot. And she was the most amazing girl, Marilyn Monroe. She always plays the role of the innocent one. And as she is so innocent, she is so untouchable. People cannot violate her. People cannot do things against her. They just, it's against all principle to do that. And she wears it so beautifully. And what does she do? Does it, because she is innocent, does it mean that she's stupid? Does it mean that she doesn't know what she's doing? Does it mean that she is unable to be in charge of all of her life? No. To be innocent means that you are 100% aware of yourself, and you're aware of your balance, your innocence, your gentleness, your allness. It's not a matter that you're protecting yourself from anything or that you're touchable. It's you're untouchable. You are uninterested in anything that is going to be negative for you or for anybody else. Now, can people be like that? Can you and I be innocent? Can we be untouchable? And can we go through life just being like a baby and everything a baby does is right? Can you ever complain about a baby doing something? Oh, you might find it uncomfortable for you to change their diapers or things like that, but it's not bad. The baby's not doing something bad. He's not doing something evil or wrong in any way. That's just a natural part of being a baby. And truly, if babies could be babies all of their life and have that innocence all of their life, they would live the most noble, dynamic, exciting, beautiful lives that anyone could ever imagine. And the reason that they could live these lives like that is that they're not looking for problems. They're not looking for difficulties. They're not looking for things that are going to be harmful to them. They're not looking for things that are going to be outrageous. They're just being themselves and having fun. We have such a long way to go to learn how to be ourselves and have fun and be innocent. We think most of the time that being ourselves and having fun is doing something naughty, doing something incorrect. But that's not true. To be yourself, you're always doing everything exactly the way you want to. You're always doing everything exactly in right order. You're always doing everything in the proper way, because an innocent person has no capacity to be improper, because to be improper means that you're doing something on purpose wrong, that you're doing something on purpose to go against whatever are the rules that are guiding your life. Now, does an infant have rules that guides its life? No. The infant does what comes naturally and does it beautifully. Can you live your life in this blasé innocence and be, well, as they say, you never kick a dead horse or an imbecile. And an imbecile is a person that doesn't know the difference between right and wrong, doesn't know what it's supposed to do. It has no rules or guidance. It's innocent. And is that all so bad? Truly, it's not all so bad. What it is, it's a matter of readjusting our parameters, readjusting our priorities, readjusting our paradigms of how we want to think and live our life, how we want to act, how we want to do the things that make life exciting for us. Are you ready to make life exciting for yourself? And the answer is no. Because you're always acting the way the world wants you to act. You're always acting the way everyone else wants you to be. Make your mother proud of you. Make your father proud of you. How often have we heard that? And now, is that the right thing to do? You don't have to ask a young child if that's the right thing to do. They know. they know that that's the right thing for them to do, or else they wouldn't be doing it. Now you say, well, we can't allow people to run roughshod over life and to do things that are not proper, and they've got to learn values. Well, think about it. Are those values that we think they have to learn that important? Are those values that we think a child has to learn that really vital to their being a human being and being right? It's perhaps valuable for them to get along with the rest of the world. Perhaps it's valuable for them to understand who the other people are in the world and what their requirements are and what their rights are and what their experiences are. But truly, if all the world were as an innocent little child, if all the world were just gentle, loving, caring, being themselves and having fun, if all the world were filled with people who did what comes naturally, truly doing what comes naturally, all the world would be a very, very happy place. All the world would be a very contented place. And all the world would be a place where people love to live, where people love to be with each other because they're happy. They're being themselves and having fun. Truly, if you were ever to take the time, and we don't take the time, but if you were ever to take the time and just think about what it means to be yourself and have fun, what would you really be like if you were being yourself and having fun? Would you be talking about other people? Oh, no, you haven't time for that. Would you be saying bad things about other people? No, you wouldn't even know bad things about other people, because everyone is a reflection of you. And everyone is a reflection of your purity, your goodness, your innocence, your joy, your delight in life. Everyone. Everyone. Even your mom and dads. Even your brothers and sisters. Why is it that some children are just so pure, so wonderful, so glorious, that even their brothers and sisters like them? And they can't find fault with them. Their mothers and fathers do not find fault with them. The world doesn't find fault with them. They don't find fault with them because they're being themselves and they're having fun. They're being themselves and they're being truly themselves. They're innocent, wonderful self. They're not doing something to hurt another. They're not doing something to take advantage of another. They're not doing something to control the rest of the world. A child in ideal innocence is only looking to enjoy itself, to suck its thumb or to go play in the sandbox or to be what adults like to call sometimes irresponsible. But you don't call an innocent child irresponsible, because he has no responsibilities except to be himself and have fun, to grow up and be strong, to grow up and enjoy life, to grow up and find that everyone in his world is so beautiful, so wonderful, so glorious, so marvelous. They're just a reflection of the child. Can you be the child all of your life? Why do we say adults, after certain years, go back to their early childhood? Why do we say that adults become childlike? Well, because perhaps adults are ready to listen to what the little child listened to when it was coming up. Become as little children to enter the kingdom of heaven. And the little children truly know how to do that best. And sometimes the older children know how to do that too. But all of us can know how to be ourselves and have fun and enter the kingdom of heaven. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.